all over this world. Now we've heard our attention from a young single gal that is a missionary to overseas, to a young single gal that God is raising up to do missions here in Canada and at our drop-in center. And Megan has decided to go and follow the Lord in baptism. So Megan's going to come at this time, and we're going to hear the contrast. It's the local end of things, as well as the international. I believe the Lord is putting this service together. Does anyone want to give the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
Doing something special here today?
Amen.
Woo! Well, in front of us, here, folks. My friend, praise the Lord, sister. Share as the Lord gives it to you. Now, you're going to have to hold that one together. Are we on?
It's weird, I've never been so absolutely terrified.
Whoa! I accomplished another goal!
But it's so blessed to hear how other people's stories and different adventures of kind of where God is being. It's a huge blessing, it's just terrifying to follow. accountability and loving people with my life to help mentor and guide me. Vulnerability is hard. I've lived a life where I've known abuse, and I've known addiction. I've known selfishness, and I've known insecurity, and I know how toxic that can be. I've lived a life where in order to survive, I had to compartmentalize everything. Everything, every relationship, every town, every school, every fit into nice little box. Cold little box is what I could control, move around, anything that I could do to get through another day. Something changed though. A few years ago, I found something that could fit into all the little box, that could overflow and seep into the smallest of little cracks. Saw the cold wall and helped me start anew, and that's what I love. Harmony Church has been instrumental in guiding and flourishing in those things. My heart saw it when I fell in love with you. To see them grow and flourish and take on adventures and actually live their life. To see them accept even the notion of love, even though I know many have never felt it before. It's a blessing to be able to invest my time and energy to be even in the smallest part of God willing a very long and flourishing lives. The difference now is not that I don't have any losses or fears. The difference is that my love for my Savior overcomes all. It says in Psalm 21:1 that the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? I had the opportunity a few years ago to attend a week-long ministry put on by a lot of ministries. When I was there, I had a scripture in Isaiah read to me. And it goes, this is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says. In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength. But you have none of it. Continued on in Isaiah 30, 21, that whether you turn to the right or the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk it. I am standing here in front of you all, publicly declare that I don't know it all. That no matter how much I fight or claw my way in any situation, my Savior will always have success. He will always be strong. And he will always be able to face any situation that I can handle. I can never praise him enough for the amount of grace he showed me. He continues to. How he continues to call my name and love me no matter my imperfections. I'm excited to know where my path is leading, to continue my walk into deeper waters, and experience the glory of God's will and all the power it has to shine. The power it has to set its fire to soul and bring people back to life.
Anyone under 17? All right, come on now.
I'm too old.
18. Anyone under 18? All right, I think gals here. Guys, like Zach is also getting baptized, and next week as well. So Zach, I'm going to ask you to pray over Meg. Just pray a blessing into her, and just pray for you. She's going to be a lightning rod for you. I think that our sister Amanda this morning was a lightning rod for missions, and our hunger, God's hunger put in us for overseas missions, and to reboot us into that. I really feel that Megan sharing today also is rebooting us into our passion to reach the lost, to reach the young folks, to reach the hurting in our own region right here in Eastern Ontario. So, Zach, God bless you.
Father, I just thank you for being and I just thank you for what you've done in her life and getting her through everything that she's experienced. Father, I just thank you for what you've done through her and what she's continuing to do. Father, I just thank you for making a wonderful effort. Father, I just thank you for everything that she brings to us and that you joy and never ending love. Father, I even though she doesn't think that she has it together, Father, that's good. We don't want to, Father, I just pray that you will complete her, that she will realize that you are strong in her weakness.
Yes.
In her years of pastor, of talking about her story to as one year at the church, Father, that through that story, you can speak to us that overcoming that fear is so powerful. And I thank you for just working in her life and how she is able to overcome everything. Thank you. I just pray that you will continue to just work through her. She works with other youth, that she shows us that was a metric of Father, I just thank you for that. And that she's publicly declared that she deserves
it.
Amen.
And if you have a word for Megan, if the Lord has put a prophetic word or something on your heart, and the Lord puts on your
heart. We were praying about that. When the church said, God gave you John 7:38, whoever believes in me, as Scripture said, all of us, all of us are full of nerves and putting water. I always saw that as not sticking in the water and being at the Lord. But where streams? For streams to flow down, and streams will flow into the river, and in the name of Jesus, someday, before us, we saw mountains and stuff. You went to the river, and you flow, and flow with him. And he says, you're a stream, so don't be afraid to win, and just go out and mix this up. So just win, and just get as close to the river as you
can.
Amen.
If you have another word, or just come to close your after service. If you have your Bible this morning, we'll turn to my message. We'll do. here's the story. Here's the story. My heart is full. I don't know about you.
Amen.
But I have received this morning. My heart is full. And when you're full, time to push away for the day. Let's stay. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for what you have done in the lives of so many people that we know and cherish. Thank you, Father God, for the words of testimony. Lord, the overcoming power of testimony. The assurance of conviction. The understanding that God Almighty is alive and well today in our community and in our midst. And that He is doing wonders.
that it is raising people up. That when we see all the devastating things globally going on and our news is full of negativity, the Lord, there is a spark of hope in our life because we know that you have a plan, Lord, for them. Father, when we look around us at what's going on in our society in this nation, and we get concerned and worried and we see all that's happening amongst our young people, Lord, then we're reminded today that there is a spark, rather there is a flame at work amongst them. So we leave this service today, hearts full of hope, full of faith, because you, Lord, are God. Yes. And you have good plans for your people. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Send us forth with your grace. Send us forth with your mercy. Send us forth with your blessing. God, for the renewed commitment for those that need you, Lord Jesus Christ. We ask you, Jesus.
Amen.
There's a simple chorus that goes like this. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good.
I will follow you all of my days.
Yes, Lord. I'd like